This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a fire destroys part of the archives department. Relatives of Kimo Grant, who died while in police custody, want an urgent meeting with the police commissioner. The MP for Christchurch West Central promises support for residents following shootings in his constituency. Meantime, the crime prevention minister calls for a collaborative effort of all Barbadians to deal with the increase in crime or incidents of crime. And businesses still hopeful for increased sales during the Cricket World Cup. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A fire has destroyed part of the archives department in Black Rock, St. Michael. The fire occurred at 11:18 last night. Starcom Network News understands that the fire was started by a lightning strike and destroyed Block D. Officials were only able to save a few books. Six fire tenders and the chief and deputy fire officers, as well as 21 others, responded to the scene. The fire is now under control. Relatives of 29-year-old Kimo Grant are requesting a meeting with the police commissioner Richard Boyce over a number of concerns surrounding his death. This was revealed by King's Counsel Michael Lashley, who's representing the relatives of Grant, who was found dead in a cell at the Central Police Station on Sunday, June 9th. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Lashley expressed concern that his clients have had no communication with the authorities over the incident.
The family has not been allowed to view the body as yet. The family members have not been informed of the whereabouts of the body. Whether there has been a post-mortem examination done on the body, we are requesting an urgent meeting with the Commissioner of Police or his representative to allow the family to view the body. We are concerned that up to this day that no family member was contacted, and this is not fair in relation to what happened or what did not happen at Central Police Station. The Commissioner of Police and his agents owe a duty of care to detainees whilst in their custody to ensure that they are protected from any negligent and inhumane treatment, and of course to observe all the fundamental rights and freedoms guaranteed on the Constitution of Barbados by that detainee.
He's also calling for a coroner's inquest into the matter.
And of course, our clients reserve all the rights and positions in this matter at this stage. And further, what we are asking for is a full and independent investigation into the facts and circumstances surrounding the cause of death of Mr. Grant, deceased Kimo Grant. And we are asking that this investigation be conducted immediately. We hope that there will be a coroner's inquest as soon as possible so that there will be some transparency in this matter and that justice will not only be done, but be seen to be done.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Member of Parliament for Christchurch West Central, Adrian Ford, says members of his constituency can expect a number of initiatives to be put in place, including a police outpost to be set up in the community soon. He gave the assurance as he walked through the Gall Hill districts mere days after 19-year-old Zakir Goodridge was gunned down near the Aberdeen Jones Centre. Flanked by Crime Prevention Minister Corey Lane, as well as members of the Barbados Police Service and community leaders, Mr. Ford told journalists he will do everything necessary to ensure the residents' safety.
I want to say today that I'm here with a heavy heart. What has happened over the last couple of weeks? It's certainly something that does not titillate me in any special way. And as the MP, I feel it incumbent to come and to be able to share moments with the constituents, to give them a measure of calm assurance that we will do everything in our power to ensure their safety and peace of mind. And I want to say that the officers here will be able to speak more lucidly than me about their plans in terms of having a police outlet and whatever.
Meantime, Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, is calling for collaboration of all sectors of society to help stem the crime wave in the country.
This gathering that we have here today is very significant in the work that is required for crime prevention. Because as he said, they may be charged with the responsibility, particularly with policy and the direction for crime prevention and peace in Barbados. But they cannot do it alone. Everyone standing here today and everyone listening and watching this has a role to play. We have the Barbados Police Service, critical role to play. The media, ordinary Barbadians from various agencies, and that is the call that I want to make, the call to action. Many times when we have these senseless killings, I hear, where is the Attorney General? Where is the Minister? Where is the Commissioner of Police? I am calling on Barbadians to ask where was I and what role I can play.
Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Assistant Superintendent in charge of the Oystins Police Station, Stephen Griffith, said police are prepared to lend assistance to ensure law and order is maintained in the community.
We will continue to support all positive efforts. And we too have community programs through our juvenile liaison scheme and through our Prince Charles program that attempt to provide opportunities for young Barbadians to become better at what they do and to further enhance their skills across Barbados. So the people of Silver Hill can come to the understanding that the police force is here to support them, to support the programs that they do, and together let us work towards one positive goal, to strive to make Barbados a better place.
Assistant Superintendent of Police Stephen Griffith. Cultural Ambassador Alison Hines has voiced her frustration over a viral video which shows a local artist lifting up and dropping a dancer during his performance at an event over the weekend. In a social media post, she condemned the actions of the performer, King Mario, describing it as disgusting and disrespectful. King Mario has since released both written and video apologies on the incident. Speaking to Starcom Network News on the matter, Alison Hines expressed concern over the situation.
This is not showmanship. This is not a performance. That was tantamount to an assault because she did not plan to go on stage and be slammed into that same stage. She was a hired dancer. She was there to do a job, which was to dance. We don't even know up until this point how seriously she's injured, if they're bad injuries, if it is just bruising, like, We don't know. And the reality is that it could have been much worse. She could have landed on the ground and then said that she could not move.
She stressed that while she does not have anything against the artist, the behavior must not be tolerated and he should be held accountable.
In spite of the statement that he put out, I hope that he thinks again and really understands the severity of what could have happened to this young lady who was just there to dance and help to enhance people's performances and enjoy herself.
In his written apology, Mr. Absalon said he reached out to the dancer and apologized directly. Mr. Absalon's apology posts on social media have received significant backlash from the public, and he, however, assured that the actions would not happen again.
I am deeply sorry for my actions, and I'm really, really, really deeply sorry that the situation has turned with the young lady falling. I do want to apologize to the public. I do want to apologize to everyone. And I do assure you that this situation will never happen again at all. Going forward, I have decided to pause because of the situation, and I decided that I'm not performing or taking any bookings until this young lady is fine and back performing again.
Local artist Mario, King Mario Absalon. Businesses in Bridgetown are optimistic about an increase in sales for the summer period. Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abet, says that stores have already started to prepare for the season. This follows the recent announcement of an increase in arrivals for the summer and also the increase in cropover events.
We're all very hopeful. I can tell you that the retailers have spent money on stocking inventory that they think will resonate well with tourists and locals alike for the various events coming up over the cropover period. This is an extremely important time of year. Many retailers that will tell you that cropover and the parties, the breakfasts, the cruises, and all the other associated events represent the second highest retailing period after Christmas. So it is extremely important.
He says that retailers rely on having a successful summer.
I can't speak enough about that because if we don't have a good summer, many of us retailers, we limp into Christmas without the necessary capital to replenish our inventory and stock up for Christmas. So I'm very, very hopeful, and I do know that the retailers are doing their part to make sure they're ready.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, recapping the headlines. A fire destroys part of the archives department. Relatives of Kimo Grant, who died in police custody, want an urgent meeting with the police commissioner. The MP for Christchurch West Central promises support for residents following shootings in his constituency. Meantime, the crime prevention minister calls for a collaborative effort of all Barbadians to deal with the incidents of crime, and businesses still hopeful for increased sales during the Cricket World Cup. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.